Heading, Results of Bible Work. Subheading, Angels Close to Worker. As the worker seeks to give to others the light of God has given him, the Lord imparts increased light. In doing his best with an eye single to the glory of God, he realizes the value of souls. As he visits from house to house, opening the scriptures to those whose understanding is darkened, angels of God will be close beside him to impress the heart of one who is athirst for the water of life. Review and Herald, October 6, 1896. Subheading, Lord Works with Bible Instructors. Let strong reasons for our faith be presented from the Word of God, and let the truth in its sanctifying power melt its way to the hearts and minds of those who are under conviction. As the helpers give Bible readings in the homes of the people, the Lord just as surely works on minds as he does in the public services. Letter 160, 1901. Subheading, Miracles Wrought Through the Word. There will constantly be a struggle in order to gain access to the hearts of the ignorant and wicked. But do we individually try as earnestly and faithfully by personal effort as we should? Do we not hold ourselves too much aloof from the poor souls dead in trespasses and sins? Can we not, every one of us, arm ourselves with the intense earnestness of Christ and do more? I fear that there is not that faith that is essential. Shall we not brace ourselves against disappointments and temptations to be discouraged? God is merciful, and with the truth rejoicing, purifying, ennobling the life, we can do a sound and solid work for God. Prayer and faith will do wonderful things. The Word must be our weapon of warfare. Miracles can be wrought through the Word, for it is profitable for all things. Letter 75, 1896. Subheading, The Worth of a Soul. The soul that has given himself to Christ is more precious in his sight than the whole world. The Desire of Ages, page 480, 1898. If but one soul would have accepted the gospel of his grace, Christ would, to save that one, have chosen his life of toil and humiliation and his death of shame. Ministry of Healing, page 135, 1905. Subheading, Let This Work Go Forward. Many will hear the message, but will refuse to heed. Nevertheless, the warning is to be given to all in clear, plain tones. Not only is the truth to be presented in public assemblies, house-to-house work is to be done. Let this work go forward in the name of the Lord. Those who engage in it have the heavenly angels as their companions. They will resist the attacks made by the enemy on those who are cooperating with God. Letter 140, 1903. Subheading, In the Confidence of God's Promises. The good seed may for a time lie unnoticed in a cold, selfish, worldly heart, giving no evidence that it has taken root. But afterward, as the Spirit of God breathes on the soul, the hidden seed springs up and at last bears fruit to the glory of God. In our life work, we know not which shall prosper, this or that. This is not a question for us to settle. We are to do our work and leave the results with God. In the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening, withhold not thine hand. God's great covenant declares that, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. In the confidence of this promise, the husbandman tills and sows. Not less confidently are we in the spiritual sowing to labor, trusting his assurance, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Christ's Object Lessons, page 65, 1900.